No problem. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the players that you're looking for, because am I right in saying you've really only got a handful on the books at the moment and you've got very little time to try and put a squad together for the new season?
That's the process that's continuing here. As I said, it's very, very important at this time that we're very astute in our purchases, that the players committed to the club and they need to fulfil the tactical and technical profile that we need. And I think in terms of the profile, they need to be flexible and play a number of positions. You know, that's a smart business model at this point. They need to be flexible. So there's a balance between the experience and flexibility.
In terms of marquee players, let's not mince words here. This club has been burnt in the past by bringing on some marquee players that were overpriced, overrated and underachievers. Are you in the market for a marquee player or two? Is there the budget to accommodate that? And if so, where are you looking?
The reality is simple. We need to fill the spots within the cap first, because that will supplement the squad and that should actually take the club to the next stage. A marquee signing for 1 year is a short-term viewpoint. Will they have the impact? You're purchasing at a commodity in sense of a person, whereas if we can invest in, you know, 5 to 6 quality players that will be here for the next generation, that's of more significance.
There was a big rumour doing the rounds about Bobby Zamora maybe coming.
Yeah, that was a funny one. Yeah, Bobby.
Well,
B.
Probably through your association with Fulham. And obviously, with the fact that you were there, someone that left the Jets, their most successful goal scorer, Adam Taggart, who's been plagued by injuries since he's been over there. Would he be a chance of maybe coming back?
I caught up with Adam Taggart last week just from a sense of saying goodbye and catch up with him from a Fulham colleague. I thought that was important because we obviously left in different circumstances, having been at the club and then summer break and then me leaving. So it was a really good chat with Adam, and on a different perspective, the young guy's gone there to challenge himself, and he had a challenging time last year physically and mentally, and he's gone back to Perth in the summer and he's really focused himself, and I could actually see that determination in him. So at this point, he's not an option for Newcastle Jets. However, I've said to him, and I gave him a hug there and said, right, there's a home for us. There's a home for you at Newcastle Jets. So keep in contact, because we'd love to have you back, and I know how important it is for the club. But at this mindset, he is very focused on his European ambition at this point.
Yeah, good luck to him. It was just a shame that he got hit by injuries virtually as soon as he got over there.
Yeah, completely.
Because he was a great asset for this team, as you well know. He scored plenty of goals. Have you got your eyes on people that are currently in the A-League, maybe coming off contract, that you kind of have earmarked and said, that's who I want in my team?
Yeah, we've really sat down. John Paul and myself have really ascertained the direction we need to go. The salary cap's a big issue for us in terms of manipulating it and focusing, and not only this season, but how we can impact it the second year. It's going to be challenged, but as I said, I'm not going to be rushed into any decision, because I think that will reflect upon our performance throughout the season if we get that wrong. And we are really focusing on getting that right, not only for the first year, but the continuation into the second year.
Mark Birigidi's a good start. It's great to see that he's come back. A very, very solid goalkeeper, and he thinks of Newcastle as his home, which is always a good thing, what you were talking about before. Bogard is another good acquisition, and David Carney, who was left scratching his boots, wasn't allowed to play last year. That situation has now been put to bed, thankfully, and he will be available to you.
Yeah, completely. Those three impressed me today. Their mentality, their leadership qualities, and also their quality in and out of possession with the session today. I could see a desire in all three of them. I've spoken to David a couple of times. I phoned him a few weeks ago and had a really, really open discussion with him in terms of his own ambition for next season. He's very driven to actually achieve and contribute more than just a football perspective this year, but the actual rebuilding of the club. He's very energised.
So I would imagine your next 4 weeks are going to be taken up by recruitment.
Completely, yeah. I mean, there's a balance, isn't there? And that's why I recruited such great staff behind me, in a sense that we can focus, we can have clear discussion and really be definitive in our recruitment, not foregoing the quality of the training ground as well, because that's of most significance. We play Perth Glory in the FA Cup. You know, our ambition is to win that game, because not only will it provide the momentum for the season, I think it will give the stability to the community that the decision and the things in place are the correct ones.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've missed out on the finals for many, many years, and that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
In a 10-team competition, to miss out on the top six, you're doing something very, very wrong. It's okay to miss out once or twice, but when you keep missing out for years, 5 years? 5 years, it's not good enough. And that's all people want to see. They want to see their team having a go. Yeah. They want to see him trying, and they'd love to see him in the playoffs.
I would like to be there.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. And I think all my staff, I know my staff are very ambitious and very driven for that profile as well, and that desired effect at the end of the season. Now, I said to the players today, I said, our quality and purpose daily needs to be top six focus. Whether or not that's ambition, that is the quality we need to, and our mindset needs to be top six focus.
There's also one thing I'm going to leave you with. There is a little bit of London in your voice. So I can hear it. Just a little bit.
I think I might be replicating you a little bit there.
Yeah,
sounds like an echo.
It's just like an Aussie who's been living in London for a while. You can tell.
To be fair, you can say this to David Carney. I spoke to him first time today, face to face, and he sounded a bit like me as well. So you can leave a bit on him with that one.
It's all good things. Scott, welcome aboard. It's great to have you here in Newcastle.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
We wish you nothing but success, and we'll be here supporting you all the way too.
Listen, we want to hear you. Thanks very much for your time.